Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, Monday the 24th of July, Rabbi Yaakov Yehuda Salomon, Rosh Chodesh Av, Aaron HaKohen's Yotzeit.
Agat Chodesh to everybody, and the Mitzvah Hashem should be a Chodesh from Geula and Yeshua for the whole of Klal Yisrael. In Parshas Masei, last week's Parsha, is the only written Yotzeit in the Torah. The Yotzeit of Aaron HaKohen Rosh Chodesh Av. It's the only Yotzeit in the Torah. Rosh Chodesh Av. The Netziv in his Perish HaMikdava says, Loi Kosov Loi Yoim Misas Moshe Rabbeinu V'loi Shum Echot. No other Yotzeit, no other day of Patira is written in the Torah Chutz Me'ar. And he says in one line something which we have to try and understand, Be'ezus Hashem. But he says, Boy Misas Aaron HaKohen Shehu Gedulas, which belonged to the Gedulas HaAveda, V'hoya K'moy Sotem L'Chodesh Av Sheboy Necherav Bayis Rishon and Bayis Shein. So he states in the Mahamik Dover, connects the Mises Aaron HaKohen on Rosh Chodesh Av to the Churban Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, which took place in Chodesh Av. We have to try and understand, what's the connection here? Mises Aaron, true, he was a Kohen Gadol and he did the Aveda, but what's the connection with Churban Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, which took place? And the Lashon of the Hamidov is, who kamoy Sotan? It was a Sotan to Chodesh Av. What's the Sotan of Chodesh Av here? I want to try and explain it, B'siyata D'Shemaya. With the Mishnah in Ovis, the well-known Mishnah, the Mishnah says in Perek Aleph, Hevi mitamidov shel Aaron HaKohen, one should try to emulate Aaron HaKohen in his ways. Aaron HaKohen was Oyev Shalom, Roidev Shalom, Oyev Es HaBriyas, U'mekarv on HaTorah. Oyev Shalom, Roidev Shalom, Oyev Es HaBriyas, U'mekarv on HaTorah. What does this mean? Are we talking about four minors, Oyev Shalom, Roidev Shalom, Oyev Es HaBriyas, U'mekarv on HaTorah? Is it one thing? Is it four things? Is it two things? Voshteit do in the Mishnah. What was this madrig of Aaron HaKohen? To be Oyev Shalom, Roidev Shalom, Oyev Es HaBriyas, U'mekarv on HaTorah. Before we explain the Mishnah, let's for a minute focus on Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni. Churban Bayis Rishon states in the Gemara was Shalei Baruchu B'Torah Tchila. Shalei Baruchu B'Torah Tchila. And in the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, Kamo Mahalchim, what does it mean, Shalei Baruchu B'Torah Tchila? Bayis Sheni? Why did that come about, says the Gemara? Because there was sinas chinam in Klal Yisrael. Literally translated, a sinner, a hatred, chinam, for nothing. I think, if there was a hatred between Reuven and Shimon, Levi and Yehuda, at the time of Bayis Sheni, and you went up to Reuven and you asked him, why do you hate Shimon? I dare to say, you'll have a half an hour drasha to tell you why you hated him. You go up to Levi and you ask Levi, why do you hate Yehuda? Again, he'll have another half an hour, three quarters of an hour drasha to tell you why he hated him. What does it mean, chinam? What does it mean that this sinner was a sinner's chinam? It was for nothing. The sinner was for nothing. What does it mean, sinner's chinam? The Mephoshim all explain that when we talk about Bayis Rishon being Shloi Baruchu Vatoyu Tchila, Bayis Sheni being Sinas Chinam, the Sinas Chinam of Bayis Sheni for which we're still suffering today, the Goddess, the Shoyrish was Shloi Baruchu Vatoyu Tchila of Bayis Rishon. Again, we have to understand. It would seem to be completely two different things. There's the Shloi Baruchu Vatoyu Tchila, and then there's a Sinas Chinam. What's the connection? We've just finished Sefer Bamidbar, and we said on Shabbos, the Chazak, Menis Chazay, to Sefer Bamidbar. The Netzivin is Hakdoma to Sefer Bamidbar. Brings down the Lashon of the Gemara. Sefer Bamidbar is called Sefer Chumash HaPikudim. Ask the Netziv. Sefer Bamidbar is the counting of Klal Yisrael. It's the minyanim, it's the minion of Klal Yisrael. It ought to be described by Chazal as the chumish of minyanim, of counting. Why Pikudim? No, the answer is, when the Torah counts Klal Yisrael, the Torah is not counting Klal Yisrael for the sake of counting. The Torah is counting Klal Yisrael to show that each and every individual in Klal Yisrael has a tafkid and a tachlis. Every person in Klal Yisrael is part of one Klal Yisrael. This one Klal Yisrael is made up of every tzelem alekim and neshama of each and every yid in Klal Yisrael. Being Mashlim, this thousands and thousands and millions of piece jigsaw puzzle, where every person is a piece in that jigsaw puzzle. One piece of a jigsaw puzzle goes amiss, the whole jigsaw puzzle is worthless. It's the completion of a jigsaw puzzle, of all those pieces that there is, that makes the beauty of the jigsaw. Chumash HaPikudim, the counting of Klal Yisrael is, we're not counting Klal Yisrael, but everyone in Klal Yisrael counts. Again, we're not counting Klal Yisrael, but everyone in Klal Yisrael counts. Every one person in Klal Yisrael has got a tafkid and a tachlis. And the ending of the counting in the Torah of Sefer Bamidbar was showing the tafkid and tablets, each shevet with three shvatim, then the counting of the total of Klal Yisrael. We're all part of this makeup of Klal Yisrael to make Klal Yisrael the Klal Yisrael, the Yisrael Asher B'chayes Poi. When is Klal Yisrael a Klal Yisrael? Ato Echad V'Shimcha Echad U'mi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad. The true Klal Yisrael, the so-called oneness of Klal Yisrael, the minor of Klal Yisrael is when the base and foundation is, of Klal Yisrael is built on the Ata Echad, the Shimcha Echad, Umik Amcha Yisrael Gecha. When it's the Ata Echad, the Shimcha Echad, when it's the Emuna, when it's the Bitochen, which is the Aleph base Emuna, base Bitochen, when it's the Aleph base of Klal Yisrael, is concrete in Emuna and Bitochen, it's Ata Echad, Yurubeishan and Einoid Mavadoi, Shimcha Echad, we can be Beteach in you because Yohan Hoge is Echad. Then, Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael Ke'echad Boris. Shle Baruch Vatoyu Tchila, says the Bach in Simon Mem Zayin, and his parish on the Torah. What does Shiloh Baruch Hu V'Atoyu Tchila mean? Klal Yisrael, we won't go into why, but Klal Yisrael fell in Madrega, that the Limud HaTorah was, that says the Bach, was L'Chochma U'L'Hiskeus, for the wisdom, for the Chochma of Torah, and the unfortunate Geus, the opposite of not being with humility, but being showing off with the Yediyas and the Chokhmah of Torah. Says the Bach, It was not with the kavana listabek bebeirai. It was not with the kavana of Ashabach Abonu Mikol Ha'amim. It wasn't to make the Abdol of any soul Ha'amim. It wasn't to live Dveikus Ba'Hashem. That was to live Baruch Vatayetchen. What is Sina? What is Kina? Kina and Sina, or in one's living one's own egoistic life. Greedy for one's own covet. Greedy for Tavas Olam HaZabzeh. That makes jealousy. Somebody's got the thing I want, and he's jealous. When one lives with the Ribbono Shleilam in mind, when one lives the awareness of the Ribbono Shleilam, there's no kinna, there's no sinna. I believe be'emuna u'bibitochen that what I've got, and that what I'm not meant to have, I won't have. The Vilna Gaon Shleima says, kinna and sinna is chisaron be'emuna u'bibitochen. The shayrish of kinna, the shayrish, the root of sinna, is when you're not living Hashem. Lenis Avu HaChomim says the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, talking about Yemos HaMashiach. Elo sheyu penuyim l'Torah. They yearned for Yemos HaMashiach in order to be penuyim l'Torah, have the menuchas hanefesh for Torah. Yomim she'ein b'em lo'i kina v'lo'i sina v'lo'i sachrus. No jealousy, no hatred, and no quarrels. Why? It's days of Gilui Hashchina, it's days, Yemei HaMashiach B'Meira, are days when you see the Ribbono Shleilam, the awareness of the Ribbono Shleilam, makes that person appreciate and knows there's no mockum for kina, there's no mockum for sinna. They were, Klal Yisrael weren't bound by the Ribbono Shleilam, Dveikus Ba'Hashem. And they learned Torah as a chokhma, lehiskeus. They fell into the avera of sinas kina. Yes, they knew why they hated each other. The hatred came from kina. And they fataiched the and had tainas on others. But it was all because they weren't living the Ribbono Shleilam. It was sinas kina. It was for nothing. True, avas chaverim is when it comes with appreciating every person has a tafkid and a taflis. Appreciating that every person has a tafkid and a taflis is only how much we appreciate we are here for Avodas Hashem and we are bound together through the Ata Echad, the Shimcha Echad, which creates Umik Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad. Aaron HaKoyim Oyev Shalom, Roidev Shalom. Oyev Es Abriyas, Umekarvon Latera. Aaron HaKoyim, personified, I'm allowed to say it on Aaron HaKoyim. This Inyan of living for one's tafkit and tachlis and having no kinna in Beinoton HaChaveri. Aaron HaKoyim, the brother of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he hears Moshe Rabbeinu becomes the manik in Klal Yisrael. Aaron HaKoyim was the older brother. The Ruach of the Somach Beliboy. Not only was there no jealousy, Ruach of the Somach Beliboy. He had such a feeling of simcha with the hanhoga of his younger brother Moshe Rabbeinu. And we know the Torah in Parshas Va'era, Melamed Sheshkudim Hei. Moshe Rabbeinu, the manik of Klal Yisrael, Pe'al Pe'al Dababay, speaking to the Ribbono Shleilam. Aaron HaKoyim being the Kohen Gadol. Maybe it would look like in this world Moshe Rabbeinu was more greater than Aaron HaKoyim. The Torah says, Melamed Sheshkudim Hei. In Olam Abba, both next to each other, Mizrach Vat. Why? Every person was doing their tactic. Aaron HaKohen with his koyach of Rachel v'somach b'liboy was zoicha to the Urim v'tumim al liboy. The Urim v'tumim, you asked the shayla, and the letters lit up, and it had to be formulated from what lit up to understand what the Ribbono Shel Olam was answering. Who could do that? Aaron HaKohen, without any negiyus, without any kina, without any sinner, only Avas Chaverim, he could go and look at the Urim V'Tumim and say what exactly was the Rotzon Hashem. Aaron HaKohen, who was Rach V'Somach B'Liboy, was Zoicha to the Choshen, the Urim V'Tumim, Al Liboy. Aaron HaKohen, who lived that everybody has a Tafkid and a Tachris. And like we said before, we're all one big jigsaw puzzle of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everybody's got their piece in this jigsaw puzzle. What did he do? Oyev Shalom v'Reidev Shalom. Not only did he make sure that there should be no machlokes, he was Oyev Shalom v'Reidev Shalom. He was running around making peace. What does that mean, he was making peace? He went around, he was telling every person, why have you got kinna? Why have you got sinner? We're all part of the Ribbono Shel Olam's Klal Yisrael. Each and every one of us has got our own chilek, our own tafkid, our own tachlis. Every person is an individual in this mass Klal Yisrael. Oyev Shalom v'Roidev Shalom. Oyev Es HaBriyas u'mekarvon la'Torah. And after he explained to each person, no mocking for kinna, no mocking for sinner, he would go and explain to each person what their tafkid is. He would explain to each person their qualities. Oyev shalom v'roidev shalom, oyev es habriyas, u'mekav on the Torah. He explained, Torah HaKadosh binds us together, the opposite of the Shlei Baruch Hu b'Torah Tchila. And explain to each and every one of them their tafkid and tachlis. And this was the Aaron HaKohen who brought this extra feeling of Oyev Shalom v'Roidev Shalom, this completion to be the oneness to Klal Yisrael, the Mik Amcho Yisrael Gechad Boretz. Midah Keneged Midah, he was Zeicha to bring to Klal Yisrael the Ananei HaKovet. And as the Mabit explains in Beis HaLikim, Moshe, Miriam, they brought Man and Mayim, they were the necessities, the basics, you couldn't manage without. Aaron HaKohen brought to Klal Yisrael Ananei HaKovet. They could have survived without it. It was an extra. It was to beautify Klal Yisrael. It was to make that Havdalah Bein Yisrael La'amim, as the Mefarshim explained, to cut them off from the rest of the Ummah Sa'ilam. Because this was Aaron HaKohen. Oyev Shalom, Reidev Shalom, Oyev Es HaBriyas u'mekarvon. Maybe with this we can understand a little bit of a deeper meaning in that what the Netziv says. The only Yahrzeit written in the Torah, the only Yom HaMisa written in the Torah, in last week's Sedra, is Aaron HaKohen, says the Netziv. Aaron HaKohen died Rosh Chodesh Av, v'hoya k'moy sotan la'achodesh Shaboy Chobun Bayis Rishon Chobun Bayis Sheni Chobun Bayis Rishon Shlei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. They didn't live the Dveikus B'Hashem. They didn't feel bound together through the Torah to do Avodas Hashem, the Ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bayis Sheni Sinas Chinam, Sina Chinam, not living the Ribbono Shel Olam. And for that, Mises Aaron was K'moy Sotan for the Chodesh Av. Aaron HaKohen symbolized the Oyev Shalom v'Roidev Shalom, the Ato Echad v'Shimcha Echad, the Mik Amcho Yisrael Goy Echad Boretz. When we talk in the being Rosh Chodesh Av, coming towards the Tisha B'Av of Avelus, we have to be Mis'ira on the Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad. In the Loshen of Yom Neroim, V'chein Tein Pachtcha Hashem Elikeinu Al Kol Ma'asecha V'Eimoscha Al Kol Ma'asebarosa The Yirah Shemayim makes Klal Yisrael bind together in a way. We're all serving Hashem. Carries on. Ve'ye'osu chulam aguda echos la'asas return of Yirah. Ve'ye'osu, it doesn't say ve'yasu, and we should do. Ve'ye'osu, says Rav Chaim Freeland in the Sefer Sifshei Chaim, we become all kinna, sinner, is when we're not living the Atah Echad, the Shimcha Echad. We're not appreciating we're here for the sake of the Ribbono Shleilam. We're all one part of one big band where you've got the keyboard and you've got all the other, what makes up a band, and together it becomes a Dovah Sholeh. When it's v'yiruucho kol ha'maisim yishtachmu l'fanech kol ha'bruim through the v'cheintein patecho, it's v'yeosu. We become the Am Echad of Klal Yisrael. Av, v'shchedesh Av is remember the Ribbono Shel is our Father. When there's an Av, it binds together. It makes this pyramid of all the branches, all the children that come out of it. That's Rosh Chodesh Av. The Lashon of Av is the message. Loisikoim v'loisitoi. Don't take revenge. V'loisitoi. And don't bear grudge. V'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. Says the Pasuk Ani Hashem. The Chinuch explains. Loisikoim, don't do revenge. We have to know everything from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't bear grudge. Everything from the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'haftal reich kamoicha, says Ramban. Don't have kina. How do we come to this madriga? Ani Hashem. I want to finish off with a lashon of the chinuch. The most beautiful lashon of the chinuch. In mitzvah tof kuf chavtes. Where the chinuch talks to us about the issa of baltashis. I'm going to read out the lashon. The shayrish of the mitzvah of baltashkes, not to cause hashkosa, not to waste, not to cause destruction. Kedei lelamed, says nafshenu, le'oiv hatoiv ateeres ulizdabik boy. Says the chinuch. V'zehu al derech hachasidim v'anshei maisa. Oyavim sholim usmeichim betuv habriyas. Umekarvin oisom leteira. Vlaya abdua filu gargir shel chardel boilam. A pella. We're talking in here about the issa of not doing baltashis. And he says you have to appreciate everything the Rebbeishim made. And he carries on. Derech chasidim anshe maisa. Oyavim sholem. Smeichim etuva brias. They like sholem. Umekarvin leteira. Ooh, we've got. I was in the middle of Baltashkes. How does the whole seed program of being Makarev to Torah, even Miss Abrius, come in the middle of talking about Baltashkes? And he goes and he carries on and he says, and you shouldn't waste even a bean of a chardel, of a mustard. And in the middle of the whole, according to what we explained, it's beautiful. Aranakoyim, Oyev Sholem. Veroidev Sholem, Oyevis Abrius, Umakarvon the Torah. And this is the Lashon here, beautiful Lashon. Oyevim Sholem, Usmichim Betuv Abrius, Umakarvon Oysel the Torah. Why? Because we appreciate we're here for the sake of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we're bound together as an Am Echad to do the Rotzen of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We've got a Tafkid. Every person has a Tafkid and a Tachlis. And there's an issa baltashkes, not to use your potential to its utmost. In the mchinuch of baltashkes, not to waste a bean of a chardel from mustard, not to waste a pea, nothing. Zochtun zechinuch, oyevim es hasholem, smeichim betuv habriyas, complimenting, looking at the minus of a positive in every person. Every person's got a tafkid and a tachlis. We have to make sure there's no baltashkis of the person himself. Carries on the chinuch. And again, as much as you have to be careful, there shouldn't be a baltashas within a person. There's a din, you must not baltashas in a person. I think if we're standing here on the day of Rish Chodesh Av, Aaron HaKoyen, Oyev Shalom V'Reidev Shalom, Oyev Esabriyas U'Makav V'Noteir. Let's be mispoinen on the Ato Echol V'Shim Chechol U'Mik Amcho Yisrael Kechol V'Olaz. Let's appreciate V'Yehosu Chulam HaGod Echos. Let's maybe try, at least for the next 9 days, to find a way every day to give a compliment to somebody else, to appreciate somebody else's qualities, instead of running down people, instead of the Rachman al Islam, the Lashon Hara, and the Rechilas, and the Sinas Chinam, which comes from the Lebaruch of Atayot Kela. We look to see Milas. Every person has Milas. Every person has qualities. Let's appreciate that another person's qualities of Milas are there to be mashlim, each and every person. Again, we don't count Klal Yisrael, but every person in Klal Yisrael counts. Living the Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad U'mik Amcha Yisrael Gecha Boretz. Live the V'chein Tein Pachtecha, and afterwards V'Yosu Chulam Agudu Echos. To use the Rosh Chodesh Av to appreciate Chodesh Av. It's a Chodesh where we mispoinen through the Torahs of Klal Yisrael, that Kulei L'Teva, because the Rebbe Hashem is an Av. The Rebbe Hashem is our Father. We come back to our Father, the Rebbe Hashem, Kora Alay Moed of the Tisha B'Av, a time of Hispaniness, and we call it a Yontif. It's a time when we realize Moed is Hisvadus, we feel the oneness of Klal Yisrael. We'll live the Ato Echad, the Shimcha Echad. We'll live the Mika Amcho Yisrael Gechad Baretz. Then the Mitz Hashem, it'll be the end of the Baruch HaBatarit Chinam. It'll be the end of the Sinas Chinam. And we'll Zoycha Be'ez Hashem Yisbara to Binyan Beis HaMikdosh, where the Yehosu Chulam Aguda Echos lasses to do the Rotsan of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, B'Shleimus U'Belev Avshalim Agud Chodesh.